My greatest time of joy was when I go to the hospitals uninvited. No Nigerian can do that. And I go from bed to bed and be praying for the sick. And be praying for the sick from afternoon till evening. When I come out, I'm so joyful. The greatest time I have joy in my life is when I do something significant in advancing the kingdom of God. There is no other joy that can beat it. Buying a new home is nothing to it. Buying a new car is nothing to it. Winning $1 million is nothing compared to it. It's an unquenchable joy. You know, the joy that you forget you have not eaten since morning. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? With my suit and tie, I have stood in Danfo Molue and preached the gospel with joy. I noticed that everywhere I go, the first way I introduce myself is for that person to know I'm a child of God. So that leaves no room for anything. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They rejoiced at the oath. They rejoiced at the commitment they made. For they had sworn, not with their mouth, with their heart, and sought him with their whole desire. And he was found of them. And the Lord gave them rest round about. What does this tell you? Service brings rest. Hallelujah. Service silences the enemy. Service to God silences the enemy. Who could withstand Israel? Who? Let me tell you something. Even United States of America, if they go toe-to-toe with Israel to war, America will be disgraced. You know why? God will fight for them. All the missiles will not work. I've had testimonies of people in Nigeria. Armed robbers came to their house and pointing guns and cocking the gun to shoot. Shot a few times and the gun still will not shoot. And then they will leave and go next door. Pah! It will sound. Because God can immobilize the instrument of the enemy. I shared this true testimony with you before. I can't remember which war Israel was fighting. And this group of soldiers, they were running. And the Palestinians were coming. They got to a point where they noticed it was filled with landmines. And it was in the dead of the night. Everywhere dark. It was more or less like a starless night. Even their commandant says, let's look for another way to go back. To escape. And a few of the soldiers say, no. You know the funny thing? They called on Jehovah God. They called on God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Before you know it, it was as if the whole dark cloud moved away. And the moon, so bright, shone. By the time everything shone so bright, all the landmines had been exhumed. The landmines that was buried that they couldn't pass, now all the landmines have been taken out of the ground. Go and research what I said. Go and find it out. You will read the story. God sent his angel to move. How many seconds does it take an angel to exhume all the landmines? The creator of the ends of the earth. If you serve him faithfully, if you are on his side, he will be on your side.
Amen.
Somebody say, my destiny will come alive.
Will come alive.
God gave them rest round about. And also concerning Makkah, the mother of Asa, listen to this. The king. This is King Asa. There's a lesson to be learned here. He removed her from being queen because she was an evil woman. She had made an idol in a grove. People who are swearing to God. Amen. And then the mother of the king is secretly going to worship her idol. The brat dethroned her straight away. But watch this. And Asa cut down her idol and stamped it and burnt it at the Brook Kidron. But the high places were not taken away out of Israel. Lord, forgive me. But yet we don't renounce the sin. Hello? Lord, forgive me from this sin. But you still pass by it every day. You understand what I'm trying to say? He left it there. The one that has to do it with his mother, he cut it down. Should he not have gone to cut that one down? Because the tiny evil you leave to fester might be the one that floss you. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was perfect all his days. There they should have put but, well, watch. And he brought into the house of God all the things that his father had dedicated. He brought them back. And he himself had dedicated silver and gold and vessels. And there was no more war. Because a man turned his heart to serve God, he rested from war. There was no more war does not mean there was no more enemy. Eh? If the way of a man pleases the Lord, he will make his enemies to be at peace with him. It's just like saying, I'm courageous. Courage is not because of the absence of fear. Courage is because there is fear. There was no more war. Nobody could touch Asa. For how many years? 35 years. Hold your thoughts there. Let me say a few things and then we'll read more. You can imagine how much pressure would be on Asa for his mother to be worshiping idols. That was a pressure to him. Amen? He cut it out. People give you pressure. Families give us pressure. They want to deviate our mind from the truth. From today, every pressure over your Christian life, I command them to be diffused. I command them to be removed. Say a better amen.
Amen.
You are going to pray. Say with me, Father.
Say, Father.
Let peace of mind, peace of life be restored into my life tonight. Peace in my mind. Peace in my life. Peace in my destiny. Let it be restored tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Pray for peace, the peace of God in your life, in your body, in your bones, in your marrows, in your home, in your family. Peace of God in the life of your children. Be restored. People say your child has ADDH. He's alive from the pits of hell. Let the peace of God be restored into your life, into your family, into your bloodstreams, in your job. Peace of mind, peace of life, receive it tonight. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Serve God with all your heart, with all your might. You know what? Sooner than you can imagine. Before I finish that sentence, something is released in my spirit, man, and I need to say this. You see, our service to God should not be based on what we can get back. Just like saying, I love the Lord. Why? Many people, the only time they give thanks to God, Christians, is because of what God has done. But that's not an effective thanksgiving. An effective thanksgiving is a thanksgiving of, Lord, just because of who you are. Just because you are God. Let me tell you. Even if God does not do anything else in my life, I can't change. You know, I told you. I didn't get born again because somebody said so. I didn't get born again because somebody said, say after me. Hallelujah. I got born again because I had an encounter. So I know it's real. I can't remember, I can't forget that day. I still remember it. Those significant times of my life, I can never forget it. Because they are real. If we serve God with our heart, with our mind, sooner than you can imagine, even the things you never thought you needed, you see Him supplying them. He makes you like them that dream. You see, serving God is not a contract. Do this for me, then I will do that for you. No, it's not a contract. It's a relationship. Amen? Like people have said erroneously, that marriage is a contract. That's why they divorce. That's why the home break. Marriage is not a contract. Amen? Marriage is a covenant. It's a covenant, an heavenly prepared covenant. If you are listening to me, say amen. Amen. Why would David say, he said in Psalm 51, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Why? He stopped serving God. He started serving his eyes. He fell into sin with Bathsheba. Right? The moment that happened, that he was not serving God anymore, he lost his joy. Joy was lost. Lord, restore back to me that joy. Nothing beats it, folks. Nothing beats the joy of knowing that you belong to God. Nothing beats the joy of knowing that God is your Father. You see, sometimes we meet with challenges, especially when you make up your mind that, you know what? I'm going to live my life to please God. You know, the moment you make up your mind to do that, all hell will break loose. Isn't it? Huh? Everything you thought you had overcome, it's like they just told themselves, it's time. Yesterday, day before yesterday, 1 week ago, you didn't eat breakfast. You didn't eat until 4. You never felt it. Today, you said, I'm going to fast. By 9:30, you couldn't take your mind off food. You have not been to Dunkin' Donuts in ages. Suddenly, you remember the advert of the double sausage. I said, this morning, that I want to fast. And the hunger pang will cry more than ever before. You begin to see double. It's the devil at work. Do you understand me? It's the devil at work. But tonight, I pray that God give you grace. Amen. In the pursuit of your service of God. I say, God give you grace in the pursuit of your serving God. Grace to receive grace. To pursue your service for God. Receive that grace tonight. In the name of Jesus. Serving God wholeheartedly prepares us for breakthrough from God. A little bit back to Joseph. Thank you, Jesus. Joseph said to the butler, remember me. Remember me. My interpretation of your dream has given you hope and it's going to happen. Remember me. The man went back to his job. Right? He was always in the presence of the Pharaoh because he was the cupbearer. Amen? He could have snuck it on and said, sir, there's a young man that will benefit this kingdom. But this bro kept mouth shut. Huh? What am I trying to say? When you serve God wholeheartedly, he's the one that will prepare you for breakthrough from him. Amen. Not from any man. The day Joseph's breakthrough was going to come, a simple dream. Eh? A simple what? Dream. I don't know about you. Many times, it's either I'm awake or half awake and half asleep. And the way the Spirit works is so complex. Simple things, and you see the way the Holy Spirit will take you here, take you there, take you here. And you are wondering in your mind, oh, just this? Just this tiny thing. Pharaoh became troubled that nobody in the whole land. Huh? Conservatively, let's say 2 million people in the whole of Egypt. Nobody had understanding. Because God just touched their reticular activating system. You will not remember. Not you, doctor. You know? None of you will remember. None of you will be able to say anything about this. You will not have a clue. It was that dream that became the catalyst, the trigger for the manifestation of the destiny of a young boy that had been covered for so many years. The Bible said a few years passed. Then the butler now said, excuse me, sir. There's somebody. It was all orchestrated by God. Because whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be permanent. When a man does it, a man wants to take the glory. But when God instigates it, nobody can stand and say, look at what I did. Am I speaking to anybody tonight? Praise the Lord. Are you benefiting anything? Only one person. All right. One is enough. Amen. David, the advancement of the kingdom was his only delight. He will do anything for God. He will do anything for the glory of God. And God raised him high. God made him great. As we respond to this word and connect with it and decide with our whole heart, I pray God release greatness into your life. I'm almost getting to a close. I pray that this word is opening your mind, opening your spirit, man. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 8, or chapter 6, sorry, verse 8 to 10. He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Everything you do is only for your own personal advantage. God said it shall not be significant. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. He say, either this, remember that message, this or that. And let us not be weary in well-doing. And any service you are going to do to God, do it well. If you are going to clean a table for the glory of God, clean it well. Clean it with excellence. As though you are doing it because it's Jesus that is going to sit next to it. You know, when certain guests are coming to your house, you know what to do. Right? Everywhere is prime and proper. Clean and the same thing God is expecting from us. He says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap. Now, that due season, I can't tell you when it is. Only God knows it. Amen? And I read a book. I only have a few pages left to finish it. It was Mr. Dipo that gave me the book. Actually, I saw it with him. I like it. And he gave it to me. It's called, the title is 3 Feet from Gold. 3 Feet from Gold. Fantastic book. And you know what? I'm serving God and serving God. It seems as nothing is happening. The day I get angry and walk away, that might be the day I hit gold. Do you understand, Brian? You say, huh? Some people serve in a place they don't enjoy. You know why? Because they know that if they left, they won't get their gratuity. If they left early, right? They don't like the job. But if I leave here now and go there, I have to start all over again. Let me stay so that I can get my gratuity. Man's gratuity versus God's gratuity. is between a puddle and a sea. The Bible says, before I finish tonight, and then we pray for Nigeria, let's finish the story of Asa, 2 Chronicles 16. And let somebody read for us. Verse 1 to 12. 2 Chronicles 16, 1 to 12. If left for me, I can talk for the next additional 3 hours. Hold on, where is the microphone?
In the 6th and 30th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah to the intent that he might let none go or come out into the house, into Asa, king of Judah.
He came to waylay them. Go ahead.
Then Asa brought all silver and gold out of the treasures of the house of the Lord and of the king's house and sent to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, and dwelt at Damascus, saying, there's a league between me and thee, as there was between my father and thy father. Behold, I have sent thee silver and gold. Go, break thy league with Baasha, king of Israel, and he may depart from me. And Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Asa, and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel, and they smote Ajon and Dan, and Abel-Maim, and all the store cities of Naphtali. And it came to pass, when Baasha heard it, that he left off building of Ramah, and let his work cease. Then Asa took the king, and Asa the king took all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah, and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha was building, and he built therewith Geba and Mizpah. And at that time, Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubims a huge host with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet, because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly.
My God.
Therefore, from henceforth thou shalt have words.
My.
Then Asa was wroth with the seer, and he put him in a prison house, for he was in a rage with him because of this thing. And Asa oppressed some of the people the same time. 11. And behold, the acts of Asa, first and last, lo, they are written in the book of kings of Judah and Israel. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceeding great. Yet, in his disease, he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians.
Thank you. Do I need to interpret? Does this scripture need interpretation? This was a man that for 35 years had peace. You see how God said, the Bible says that the Lubims, that is Libya, and the Ethiopians, who came against him, God did what? He won the war for him. Now somebody else came. You see, sometimes too much relaxation makes a person forget God. Paul said, a thorn was given to me. Amen? So that I will not overboast. Amen? Sometimes a little bit discomfort is good so that it allows us to always remember God. This man had peace for 35 years. He now had a challenge. He didn't seek God anymore. The day we stop serving God, the day we stop seeking God, We have invited trouble. The disease in his feet, the leg he used to go to Syria, God had to touch that leg. And he died by it. For 9 years now, he had war. For 4 more years, he had war. He had war till he died. He said, now you relied on that. So Syria is your savior. Who are you relying on tonight? There is nothing you can point to that God is not bigger than. Either in terms of substance, in terms of person, in terms of anything. God is bigger. Remember that song we sing? Bigger than what people say, Jehovah. Bigger than what people say. Bigger than the noise of Satan. Bigger than the threatenings of the enemy. The Holy Spirit just reminded me of something. Last year, or was sometime, or maybe early this year, we had hailstorm. This thing woke my wife and I up in the middle of the night. It was terrible. The hailstorm passed through a particular passage. I got up from bed. All I could say, Lord Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. It was terrible. It was like the whole roof was going to collapse. Our side, it did not last up to 30 seconds. Do you know that the following day and weeks that followed, almost every house in my subdivision were repairing their roof. We had no damage to our roof. As much, I mean, you needed to be there. I don't scare easily. I tell you, I don't scare easily. But that night I was scared. That all I could say was, God have mercy. Oh Lord have mercy. Oh Lord have mercy. Throughout the time. When you have God on your side, folks, you have everything on your side. Jesus, the Bible says, Revelation 22, verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is in my hand, or is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I pray that that day, that glorious day, beyond this side of eternity, nobody under the sound of my voice will miss their reward. Yeah. I say you will not miss your reward. Amen. I want you to pray tonight and ask God for grace. Grace to serve him wholeheartedly. And then begin to declare, commanding your destiny to come alive. Commanding your destiny to come alive. Ask God for grace, 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 grace to serve the Lord wholeheartedly. Help me, Lord, wholeheartedly to serve you and to serve you alone. To serve you and to serve you alone. The grace, oh Lord. Lepra sataga, libarozotokore mama, badis gileles gidalia.